Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
So good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
So today we resume our reflections on the tools of good works. And today we look at tool 63. Live by God's commandments every day. That's from the RB 80 translation. Terence Cardong translates it, you must put the commandments of God into action every day. Precepta Dei factis quotidie adimplere. So we're going to look at that Latin today because that's got, a lot of nuances. We don't come across the verb adimplere too often. Adimplere, to fulfill, but it's a stronger action than the verb to obey. And facere, as we know, is to do or to act or to make, but the nuance with facere is in the context of religion, whatever that religion is, it implies offering sacrifice. So in the context of Psalm 40, I put my translation, daily make God's precepts a sacrificial offering, in brackets, more pleasing than holocausts. In other words, go out of your way. This is a stronger action than just doing something. Go out of your way to make these precepts a sacrificial offering to God. Psalm 40 says that we pray, sacrifice or oblation you wish not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Holocaust or sin offerings you sought not. Then said I, behold, I come. In the written scroll it is prescribed for me. To do your will, O my God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart. So clearly a very strong action is taking place in the psalmist's life, at least in their desire and their hope in relationship to the precepts of the Lord. Or the law. Well, the immediate context of this tool 63 are tools 61 and 62. And with 63, they form a triad of what Sister Aquanata Bachman calls a triad of obedience, integrity, and action. Tool 61, it was some weeks ago that we looked at that, is obey the orders of the abbot, and tool 62, be holy first, so you may truly be called holy. So here we have an idea, first of all, of obedience, but in the context of a way of sanctification, and then we are given a specific way by how we act in that obedience. Again, this is certainly the gospel for us. John 14 says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Okay, a very strong sense of an action of more than just lukewarm behavior. The one who has my commandments, observes them, is the one who loves me. The implication is I don't do it, my love may not be absent, but it is lacking. And then in James, it's even stronger, as we know, be doers of the word and not hearers only, because you just delude yourselves. You know, that's always puts the fear of God in us. Well, when we look reflect upon our own life in the monastery, monastic fidelity and being faithful to that, that's our vow of conversatio, living as a monk. You know, this is based on deeds practiced daily, year after year after year, and not simply words that are mouthed glibly. You know, we can talk about our value system, and yet it can be so much hypocrisy. You know, apparently Dom James, at least Brother Casimir, would quote Dom James Fox. Apparently he would say in chapter, on whatever he gave chapter, he said, the young look holy, but they're not. The monks in between don't look holy, and they're not holy. He says the seniors don't look holy, but they are holy. Well, at any rate, take that for what it's worth. But our monastic vocation is a relationship. It's not a function that you perform. They do that in Hollywood or wherever else they do films. No, the monastic vocation is a relationship. It's love for God and love for neighbor. The two are, as we know, related. And those are the first two tools of the good works. And we just don't turn them on or off, as it were, you know, like, you know, well, I'm in the monastery, so I'll be a monk for the moment, but the moment I'm in San Francisco, I won't be a monk. You know, that is outright, of course, hypocrisy or acting. There's no vacation as regards seeking God and loving God and neighbor. And I think you agree, when can we stop our spiritual striving? When do we stop pushing forward even while understanding our limits and our failures, whatever those may be, and how disappointing those may be? But we don't and cannot stop. Well, the daily hororium, or daily schedule, provides the structure to realize all this. And that's why it's so important, no matter what I feel, and sometimes it comes down to going through the actions, you know, at least momentarily, you know. And that's where the role of observances really have a significant place to play for us, because they constantly pull us out of our little world of misery, you know, our you know, poor me attitude at times. But routine can become a liability. You know, eventually we can plateau into a comfort zone. I can have things all set up in my department or my cell or in the refectory or in the choir, wherever it might be. You know, and if the community, that means that's God in the common will, the Holy Spirit working through the community, calls me forth to more, how often I can devise ways to block it. I may not be always conscious of them, but I can't do that, or I'm not going to do that, or okay, but this is the conditions I put on this, etc. Well, I mean, sometimes we may need to do that. Other times, I'm not too sure. In chapter 62 of the rule, it's about the priests of the monastery. Again, God, or St. Benedict, well, God, in that sense. St. Benedict says, the priest, but read the monk, must make more and more progress toward God. And that progress never quits. I may have to take a moment to rest, as it were, but I can never, when is that progress going to stop? It won't stop. And we see it as we accompany our brothers at the time of death. As they are working through whatever they're working through, we don't know, but it just seems to me it's apparent that progress is in process even at that moment as they die. You know, and hopefully when the breath does leave, they are able and ready. That progress has reached its goal and they just walk into eternity and into the arms of God. So the common life really challenges my mediocrity. You know, when you look through the prologue is full of this. Listen carefully to the Master's instructions. Attend to them with the ear of your heart. Faithfully put these into practice. Well, right there, that's tool number 63. Verse 17 of the prologue. Keep your tongue from vicious talk, your lips from deceit. Turn away from evil. Let peace be your quest and aim. Prologue 22, if we wish to dwell in the tent of the kingdom, we will never arrive unless we run there by doing good deeds, unless we progress in doing good deeds, the precepts of the Lord. Prologue 35, the Lord waits daily to translate into action his precepts, his holy teachings. Prologue 39, we have heard the instructions for dwelling in God's tent, but only if we fulfill adimplere the obligations of those who live there. Again, only if we fulfill the strong action that's more than simply doing or obeying, as it were. And as we know, where is this putting into action daily God's precepts? Where does it take place? Where is it implemented? Where is it lived, practiced? We know it's the enclosure of the monastery. So there is a specific place. But more than that, St. Benedict adds, and stability in the community. In other words, it's just very important because we're going to be faced with all kinds of contradictions or temptations or acedia. And we'll think, and sometimes, yeah, the discernment is there, but so often, the temptation to say, well, I'll just go. I can do it better elsewhere. Well, it's, again, we have to discern that, the mystery of a vocation, but we always have to be cautious of that. sometimes just, I agreed to go with God, I would work it out here in this place with these brothers. And to do anything less is sometimes just to run away. And that's what's so beautiful as we throw the dirt on the body of our deceased brother. Because that brother, maybe he did have lots of faults, but he's taught us by his death, he's persevered. And not in anything spectacular, just in these ordinary details of what it's all about every day. And of course, John Cashin, Blessed John Cashin, I guess, he has that title, says, beware of Acedia, the vice that attacks monks more than any other person, any other Christians. At least that's the opinion of whoever he's interviewing. Acedia is the vice that haunts monks. So you must put the commandments of God into action every day. Make them a pleasing sacrificial offering, a holocaust, a sweet-smelling holocaust to the Lord.